Yes, welcome back, guys. Another podcast. This week, we're doing it on a Wednesday. So, this little test trial for the next couple of weeks, I did put on Twitter saying the next couple of weeks we are doing a couple test runs for next year, see how much more people we got following on our podcast. So here we are, guys, on a Wednesday. Hopefully you enjoy this. We've got some Karma Chameleon music in the background, and yeah, like, I thought this is completely different and we do it this way today. So a little quick update. As you can see on Facebook, we have got Buddy out roaming around, free roaming, which is really good for him. He has not whipped me at all since I've moved. He's been so, he's been so brilliant. He's been so calm, and I just love having him out at the moment. I do need to get him off my light from the ceiling because he keeps crawling up there and trying to dangle for it and laying on it. But apart from that, no, he's been really good, patient, and everything else. Now, where he's getting bigger, I have to have him out one day and have Rex out the other, because I can't, obviously, if you guys are not known to reptiles, Rex is a savannah monitor lizard. He will go around and eat anything in his path what moves. A buddy who's a iguana will not do that. He only eats vegetables. Every now and then in the world, they will eat bugs. But apart from that, it's normally salads and fruit and that. So this is why I have to separate them and have them out different times. It's a shame, really, because they both love the windsill and chilling out on a windsill. But it's one of them things, I guess. Tuesday, when I did feed the animals, well, the snakes, because it's Feed Tuesday, I had pretty much every single one of them go for me. So that is pretty good sign that they are all eating, apart from Kimberly. She's only eaten once for me since I've had her, and that was from the 1st of January last year. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we can get her to eat again. Hopefully she will. We just have to wait and see for that. The rest of the snakes are fine. They are eating fantastically, which is, I am so pleased to say. A couple of them I have to have fortnightly, but the rest are pretty much weekly now. The rest of the animals are doing fantastic. My bird eating spiders, I am going to get some baby rats for them so they can start eating them every now and then. I don't want them on them all the time, because this is why I am breeding my cockroaches. Obviously, I've got two tubs. One tub is doing successful, the other tub's not, because I'm running out of them, because the and that is why I obviously have to feed the geckos. Obviously, I've got two different types, a normal and a cresty gecko, so I have to feed them then. And obviously, where I'm setting up my enclosures for bioactive, if you don't know what bioactive means, it's like wood lice, and the proper name for the wood lice is isopods. What I do, I stick them in there with springtails, that's my cleanup crew will eat all the poop and everything like that in there, so I don't need to go in there and clean them out all the time. Obviously, it does mean I do need to clean them out, but not as much, which is beneficial for me in the long run, because I've got all these animals, and you can imagine it does cost quite a bit of money as well to keep these going and the lighting and everything else. So if I can spare money, I will. Next year, I have said it in my podcast before, I will be making a vegetable patch where animals like Buddy, my African land snails, the cockroaches, stuff like that, isopods, every now and then, I can feed them that way. Plus, me and Sophie will be able to have free veg as well, so it's beneficial on both halves, so we'll be saving a lot more money as well. obviously I've got my mealworms as well. They don't really need anything like that. Only about once a week put a carrot in there, so it's a bit of juice and that in there for them so they can eat, and it's a bit of drink in there. But apart from that, they actually live off of porridge oats. Stick a bit of that in there, clean them out every now and then, once a couple months, and yeah, good to go. I do need to get some in this week coming to clean out my super worms, because I didn't do it last month. Oops, I'm bad, but I have been super busy at work. I've been doing 10-hour shifts at work and been getting up early hours of the morning. So where I've got my computer back now, I will be trying to go on to Twitch a lot more, trying to found some cameras which I want to see if I can get them down in price, where we can actually look into the enclosures a bit more detail, seeing what the animals are up to. That'd be brilliant. I have been saying it the last couple of months, but where I couldn't afford it because there's other things were popped up, so they came first before that. But apart from that, I've been using my old mobile phones, doing it that way. And if I can get these cameras, we can flick between each camera as well. I can't wait for that, to get that up and going as well. I've got quite a few other projects going on as well in this place. We have got our new four snakes coming. We've got a couple enclosures coming as well. I know what I'm doing with them. One of them I will be sticking my African land snails in. The rest I will be feeding them off, because I've got far too many African land snails now. I'll be giving the cockroaches a couple months rest so they can breed heavily, and we'll be feeding off the the African land snails to Rex and the spiders from there. Obviously I've got quite a lot of spiders, so that will take quite a bit of time doing, considering I've got over 100 African land snails at the moment. We'll be bringing that down as soon as possible. We have still got one of our spiders, Ghostly, still in hiding under his rock. I do not want to disturb him at all, but hopefully he's doing fine. I think in the next couple of weeks I will have to look in there to see if he's double okay. We have got in his enclosure some isopods as well, so they probably be crawling in his hide and eating them from there. Hopefully he does. We have got quite a few grasshoppers, locust, what we did have in there a couple months ago. They all seem to disappear, so he might have come out and eaten them. Hopefully he's doing very well, like I say. Now, our bird-eating spider, we have got a lot of interest in him. We have got two, but the biggest one out of the two everyone likes or interested, definitely at work. We've got a lot of people say, no, don't bring him near me, but other people are interested in how big he gets. At the moment, he's half the size of a dinner plate, so he's bigger than my hand. And I do, if you see on Instagram and Facebook, I do let him run around on me every now and then. It's quite a lot of risk take, I know that, but I do it once every now and then, making sure everything's okay. I'm on the floor. A lot of people think I'm standing up. No, I'm not, because the higher I am, the higher the risk of getting him out and him falling, because they could fall at any time, and I don't want no arm coming to my animals at all. Now, I don't really talk about him that much. He's a rescue snake. He has been given to me, Sid the corn snake. He's been doing very well. He's nice and healthy, which I'm happy with. I still put photos up every now and then. I might stick some up this week of him, because I haven't really stuck much up of him, because normally our two little stars, Buddy and Rex, are up there quite a bit. I am going to get out Diane this week as well, because I haven't really seen her. She's been hiding quite a bit, so I'm a little bit worried about her. So hopefully she's doing well. I do miss down her enclosure, and I do obviously put food in there every week. I put a couple cockroaches in. I have stuck a couple superworms in there, so something different for her as well. As you can hear in the background, we have got some jungle sounds in the background, so it's something different for you guys to listen to as well. I am not going to get no more isopods. I've got 4 different types. I'm happy with them types. I'll do one of them all breeding so I can get me in a super tub, a bigger tub. So they'll all be in their 4 pots, plus I will have one which is all mixed. I can't wait for that. Tell a lie, I might get one because I do like them. I think they're called duck isopods, something like that. And they do look funny looking, so I might actually spend a little bit of money on them as well. But that'd be later next year. I did say as well that I do want to get a frog, but everything's on a limiter at the moment because where we were running out of space with the 4 extra snakes coming, there's a couple of things that I do need to move around in this room. So that is my limit for now. No more animals for a very, very long time. Sophie's been putting a stop to that, so I can't get any more in the house. But I am lucky enough to have Rex and Buddy. Obviously, they're getting bigger, so I have to spend a lot more time with them, getting them out and everything else. Lucky enough, they do free roaming, and Buddy is lucky. I am very lucky that he's changed the mood since we've moved, like I said earlier in the podcast. So hopefully he'd be running up and down me as soon as I call him. I am trying to do a call for him, so every time I call his name, he does come to me. Hopefully that will work in the next couple of weeks. It did work for Rex, but everything backfired, and now he just annoys me and goes running off and hiding behind the enclosures. So he comes out whenever he wants. He knows that tomorrow he'd be going back in his enclosure, so I'll get Buddy out for a good 2 to 3 hours, maybe 4. I will start getting Buddy out for a whole day eventually in the next couple of weeks, but that's quite a little while yet. So yeah, everything's, I'm just concentrating on the animals, what I've got now, so pretty much. But never to say, next year Sophie might give me a frog or something like that, but I'm holding 5 for that from there. But yeah, lizards, they're great fun. But yeah, obviously I've got a this cupboard in the spare room where we've got all the animals. I'm converting so Buddy can go in there, a lot more space for him, higher up for him as well, because he loves it higher. And every now and then I can easily open a door for him and he can come wandering out and sitting up in the window and doing whatever he wants in the day. And what with Rex, he will get the ump, but there you go, the lizards can't have it all. But I do try and give them much freedom as possible, and that's what I do. But apart from that, the spiders doing fine and everything else. Have I missed anything out? No, not really. I am trying to get a couple people, like I said quite a few episodes back, on the podcast. I'm just waiting for them to get back to me as soon as possible. Oh, our merch is coming out very soon. I'm just about to talk to Sophie about it. We know what we're doing now, so we're going to go from there. The prices on everything will be going up on Facebook as well, next to the picture, so you will know how much is each thing. We have got a giveaway coming out as well next month, I believe. For a certain person, and it's one of our little fans. They love Rex to pieces, Team Rex all the way. We have got Team Rex and Team Buddy stuff coming out as well, so great, look out for that guys on Facebook. Right, I'm gonna end this podcast here. I know it's not long, it's just over 15 minutes long, but this is a brief taste of what it's going to be like next year. I'll be doing 2 podcasts a week, so it'll be on a Wednesday and a Sunday, so you can hear me quite a bit if you want to. I can understand if you don't want to, but we're going to have a test run this next couple of weeks, like I said. Then we see how things go for next year. Hopefully everything plans out well, and we go from there. Right, thank you for all your support, guys, and we will catch you this Sunday coming. Alright, see you later. Thanks for tuning in and keep discovering.